This is John Batchelor speaking with my colleague, Professor Richard Epstein of the Hoover Institution, about the civil case in which the judge ruled that the former President Trump must pay near $500 million to satisfy the court, and the news that the former president is not raising it easily and is asked to substitute a $100 billion bond. The professor observes about this process, what will happen if and what will happen when, and then comments on what he regards as the unfairness and misunderstanding of the contest and looks to a remedy. Here's Professor Richard Epstein on the nearly $500 million fine that former President Trump is required to pay.
I mean, I think there are constitutional challenges that should be gone against this, but I think the strongest possible condemnation should be made of both the judge, whom I think is a total incompetent, and Ms. James, who was just simply working out of bad motives. But there was a famous case called Sackett, and this was a land use case, and the government said, we think that what you're doing is invading a wetland when you build on dry land 600 feet from Pierce Lake. And what they said originally, if you put your shovel in the ground, we're going to fine you $25,000 a day for everything you do, or some such stuff. And they went to the Supreme Court and said, even the Supreme Court said, you can't do that. Because what that does, it makes it impossible for anybody to protest anything that's going on. And you can't have those preemptive actions. And that's what she's doing. If you conclude that there's no realistic possibility of an appeal, which generally you're entitled to, because the bond is excessive and the judge is engaged in really terrible situation, it's there. The judge insisted that doesn't have to show that there's been any harm. And indeed, he wrote one of the most astonishing sentences. He said, it's just a matter of luck that people have not been defrauded by Trump. And that next time, nobody will be so lucky. Now, think about what he said. Trump has probably entered into 30 or 40 or 50 deals in Manhattan, all of which have made money for everybody. What's the odds that the next time this comes around, the whole thing is going to blow up? The probabilities of that happening are essentially zero.
More of this later. Thank you.